I have a message this morning. It's going to require your attention. You pay very close attention, be attentive to what is being said, because the Lord wants to say some things today, and He's going to do something today. So if you would be so kind to open your Bible to Romans chapter 4, verse 16, and we'll begin. Romans 4 and 16, the fourth chapter of the book of Romans, and verse 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 4:16 says, therefore it is of faith. It is what? Therefore it is of faith, that it might be how? By grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, which when rather he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this morning from this text. Being single-minded. Say it again. Being single-minded. Being how? Being single-minded. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Let me read you another text, another scripture. I didn't know the Lord wanted me to put this one in. I had got it in my notes, but I thought I was going to use it somewhere. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You get it, say amen. I want you to listen. I'm going to read this from two different, from the King James and the Passion. He said, I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Keep it simple. Be single-minded. Listen to the passion. My brothers and sisters, when I first came to proclaim to you the secrets of God, I refused to come as an expert, trying to impress you with my eloquent speech and lofty wisdom, for while I was with you, I was determined to be consumed with one topic, Jesus, the crucified Messiah. I stood before you feeling inadequate, feeling filled with reverence for God and trembling under the sense of the importance of my words. My message I preached to you, my message I preached and how I preached it was not an attempt to sway you with persuasive arguments, but to prove to you the almighty power of God, the Holy Spirit. For God intended that your faith not be established on man's wisdom, but by trusting in his almighty power. Single-minded. Being single-minded. A lot of voices, a lot of opinion, a lot of things being said. Do this, do that. God said, I want you to become single-minded, to listen only to your daddy, only to your father, only to my word. Reading Romans 16 again, and we're going to take time to examine this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be what? Come on, talk to me now. Romans 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by what? By what? Grace. And we know that grace is what? God's unmerited favor. God's unmerited favor, God's ability to do in us, through us, what we couldn't do apart from his grace. It is God's ability. So he said, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. For what cause? For what reason? To the end. You know what the end? When it's all said and done, what God said is sure to come to pass, and can't nobody stop it. I'm going to say that again. What God has said to you, when it end up, it will surely come to pass, and couldn't nobody stop it from happening. Hallelujah. To the end that the promise might be sure to what? Some of the seed. All the seed. Now listen to this. All the seed. Not to that only which is of the law. That's talking about the Jewish family because they operated under the law. But to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. Who is the father of us all? Who? The Jews and the Gentiles. When we got born again, we all became children of God, the family of God, the body of Christ. And Galatians 3:29 said, in Christ there are neither what? Jew nor Greek, male nor female, huh? For we are all what? One in Christ Jesus. that he might become the father of us all. That though which is through the faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all. As it is what? Written. As it is written. I have made thee what? A father of what? Many nations.